The longest and furthest passenger flight ever landed in Sydney, Australia earlier today. It had flown nonstop from London, 19 hours in the air. It was a test flight run by the airline Qantas to research the feasibility of ultra-long-haul routes and the impact on passengers and crew. The BBC's Luke Jones was on board.
Good morning again, everyone. This is the captain. Welcome aboard this very special flight from London to Sydney.
The first London to Sydney flight, almost 100 years ago to the day, took 28 days.
So without further ado, the planned flying time of 19 hours and 17 minutes looks like we'll be touching down in Sydney at approximately...
This double sunset flight is considerably quicker.
Hold on a seat so you don't lose your balance, and you're going to try to reach your foot.
There's only 50 of us on board to make this huge jet light enough to get there, and we're all guinea pigs. Researchers want to know what ultra-long haul does to those in cabin and cockpit.
So I'm Corinne Cayo, Associate Professor at the University of Sydney. We have designed with the team the timing of the light and the timing as well of the meals and composition of the meals as well, and the exercise and the timing of the exercise. Okay, all right, so now what we're going to do... We're going to do a bit of stretching of the quadriceps.
I find one of the passengers being tested on, a frequent flyer chosen especially for this flight.
And so we fill in a mood.
On an iPad, we do the alertness test that she has to do. A number appears on the screen and quickly counts upwards. You've got to tap it as soon as possible. Ooh, 380, is that good?
No, I've had 100s. I might be jet-lagged.
300, you're jet-lagged. You're rubbish.
Okay, I'm going to cancel this one.
Today, as we've departed London in the wee small hours of darkness, the first of our two sunrises is just about to occur on the horizon to our east now.
Sleep time, dark time, is quite strictly enforced, and light monitors on wrists and clothing are going to let the researchers know whether all of this worked. All of this is basically to avoid jet lag, which, if you get it, isn't the end of the world. Personally, I'm a lot more worried about how well rested the pilot is. Dr. Tracy Sletton from Monash University is testing them.
So what's this? This is like a headset. It looks like sunglasses, but without the glasses bit.
That's right. So this is what we call an EEG. It stands for an electroencephalogram. And basically it's got some dry electrodes that are really tapping into our brain activity. And so we're able to see, while they're awake, just how alert they are at different times based on the different brain patterns that we can see.
These flights aren't even commercially possible yet. They haven't got the planes that could travel the full distance with a full load of passengers, and there are many regulations still in place stopping staff and crew from working so long. But their hope is that this research on this flight will show that it is safe and that that will help lower some of the many hurdles.
The BBC's own guinea pig, Luke Jones, reporting there from, about 35,000 feet up in the sky.